Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, and we have something really fun, something really new. For, 3 years now, I had the privilege of being the host of His Time and talking with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services every week. And now here on Faith and Family, I've been here on Faith and Family for 3 years now, too. And our friends from LSS have moved over to Faith and Family with me as well here on Thursdays. In studio this morning, Anne Marie Wallace. Good morning, Anne Marie. Welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. I know we're following you.
The nice thing is you don't have to be here so early.
I know. So our old time was every Thursday at 7:30, 7:40 in the morning. And now we've moved to every other Thursday here at 10 a.m. for the Faith and Family segment. And we're just really excited to be here to kind of share some of the resources, all the resources really that LSS provides for our community, for those of our residents living within our continuing care retirement communities, affordable housing, just all the great resources and experts that LSS has. We're bringing that knowledge to you at 10 a.m. on the Faith and Family.
So glad to have you here. And you brought along a friend with you from LSS.
I did. Well, actually, I bring along several friends today. In a moment, I'm going to introduce you all to Ann Seramy, who is our Director of Marketing and Communications, who's going to share with us some great information. But also as well in studio is Andrea Hinkle, who is our web and video specialist, and she brings with her our entire Facebook audience, because right now we are Facebook living, which means if you go to facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, you can see this broadcast through video. So we're all going to wave to everyone there. We're glad that you guys could join us as well on Facebook Live, so come and join us.
Now, is that a word, Facebook living?
I've just made it. Yes, it's an action word now. Facebook
Live. Now I'm going to have to credit you when I use that term.
Yes, in air quotes.
In the words of Anne-Marie Wallace, Facebook Living.
Facebook Living.
Mm-hmm. I like it. We've done that a few times on His Time when you come over, especially when we have our food segments.
Which are definitely going to continue, because I know that you love to eat.
You know me well.
So anyway, I want to jump right into it because I do, like I said earlier, want to introduce Ann Seramy.
Hello.
From Lutheran Senior Services. She brings so much knowledge to what we do as a part of a senior living and care organization. But today especially, we know the weather is coming. We know that that means that power lines could be down, or just it's hard to get from point A to point B. And Anne's going to share with us some real practical guidelines as to how we can prepare for winter hazards. So we're really glad to have you in studio today.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I will tell you, though, I'm kind of sad that our topic is so topical. Okay? Winter hazards. With the upcoming storm, as you both kind of mentioned, the ice, the winter hazards, it's going to be tough the next couple of days, especially for our older residents. And if you don't mind, since we do, as you mentioned, kind of have a new segment, I want to mention just a few things about who we are at Lutheran Senior Services.
Absolutely.
We are a nonprofit, in fact, the number one nonprofit in Greater St. Louis. Now, I know our audience was worldwide here, but I will tell you that many of us know Lutheran Senior Services by our communities. We have actually 21 different communities in Illinois, Central Missouri, and our Greater St. Louis area. You may know them as names like Laclee Groves, right, in Webster Groves, where my mom lives. Merrimack Bluffs, our beautiful, beautiful location in Baldwin. A Breeze Park in St. Charles. Maybe Meridian Village in over across the river in Glen Carbon. Or Mason Point, our newest location in Town and Country. And why I'm bringing this up is because we are in service to our seniors. That is who we are at Lutheran Senior Services. So when we talk about winter hazards, we know one of the primary winter hazards for our seniors is, as you can imagine, okay, physical and mental. It's falls, right? I mean, that's kind of something that all of us, you know, I don't care what age we are, we have to be very careful this time of year. And when we talk about physical and mental, there's such a close relation to it. We have to really be concerned that we are exercising, that we are doing the things on a regular basis like we have in our communities. We have incredible exercise programs that are offered by our residents, folks that live there, and from outside sources that we have coming in. But when we talk about, you know, some of the things that we're most concerned about here, we're going to talk a lot about the physical here. What do we need to prepare for?
Exactly. So, Anne, I know that as we go forward, the winter weather is coming. Slips, trips, and falls, you said, are some of the big ones. And this is information, like you said, not only for our older adults, but really for anyone listening, because we all have the ability to slip, trip, or fall. What are you recommending in terms of this upcoming weather?
Well, you know, some of my recommendations have changed a bit since December 19th when the ice storm hit. If you guys remember that Friday before, week before Christmas, okay? How long did it take you to get home, Andy?
I actually had scheduled to be off that day, so I was already home and I wasn't paying attention to the weather, but we had plans for that evening that were canceled because of the weather. But I remember the ice because I remember trying to take the trash out that next day.
Ooh. Wow.
And fortunately, as you said, as you mentioned, any one of us could slip and fall. And that was the case. Fortunately, I had enough padding on had enough insulation on that when I fell, I didn't break any bones. But I very easily could have because I fell on a hard surface, a black top driveway, trying to take out the trash. And I'm sure for those who were watching, if anybody saw, it was probably entertaining when I was trying to get back up on the steps because it was so slick that I had to get down on all hands and knees in order to get from the driveway onto the steps to go back into our home.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was horrible. I was talking to one resident who had actually gone down to Cape Girardeau and was driving back up because she was actually picking up, okay, her granddaughter from college down there. And I was talking with her about just, you know, the whole scenario and how horrible it was. But she said, I wish I was more prepared. She said, I wish I had in my car, okay, some of the things that we have brought to the studio, and I'm going to describe them. Most importantly, water, the basic source for all of us for hydration. I can't tell you whether, you know, any age, we have to make sure we are constantly hydrating during this weather, especially because your body tricks you. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that you don't think you need to drink water. And it's the most important thing to keep a regular schedule. We have in our car kit in studio here, we have in our winter hazard kit that we keep in our car, we have four different bottles. Just they're small bottles, but they're just available for anyone. You may have passengers in your car. You want to keep sure you're prepared. Some other things, can I show you what we have?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do keep water in my car. It does freeze, but I don't know I don't think that's a problem. It'll eventually melt when you need it, right?
I don't know. really, you know, when you think about that, you know, if you have to be on Highway 55, which is, you know, one of the one of the highways in our local area here, and you have to turn off your car for a couple hours and you don't have that heat, you know, you're right. It could be an issue.
Sure. But keeping it in something like this that's insulated, it might not freeze as quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then, of course, that brings us to another point. You're in your vehicle. It's cold, okay? You are just having to wait it out for a while. What kind of things should you have with you? Well, of course, extra blankets, obviously, right? I mean, that is just the number one thing. Maybe even a couple for other folks in your vehicle. Extra gloves, socks, making sure you have an extra pair of socks so that you can actually walk outside on the ice. You can actually put them on your boots. This is great, okay? How great. Extra ear guards, all right? But this is a couple of things that you may not have readily available. Just some basic fiber bars, things that are going to give you some energy and will sustain you through a couple hours of wading through. You want to keep your sugar, your blood sugar level consistent. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get into that mode where you're very concerned about becoming weak. You want to make sure that you have protection from a light source, all right? And the reason why that's so important is if there are no lights, if your car vehicle is off and you have to turn it on to alert other folks that you are here for help, your flashlight's going to be your number one source for assistance. All right, this is pretty obvious. In studio here, we have an umbrella. All right, but the umbrella will serve as several different, okay, helpful aids. Of course, to help you from the rain. But in a blinding snowstorm, if, you know, you have to leave your vehicle, which we don't recommend, you know, this is something that can help you get, if you have a very close building you're going to get to for shelter, you can use this in a blizzard to actually protect you. But the other thing you can do is stick it out your window, put it up, okay, roll your window back up, and it's a great visual aid for someone driving by. You can even put a sign on it saying, help, help. This is the obvious thing under here, the jumper cables, okay? I'm not going to open them up in studio, but everyone knows one of the serious car issues right now is loss of battery, okay? And a couple other things in here, okay? Your basic screwdriver. Amory, what do you think these are for?
It's in case you need to change anything, as you know, there's slight repairs, or maybe what if even the window, like you can't get the car door open and you need to break the window or something like that. Tools, I think, are just always good to have on hand as well. So, Anne, I know this kit that we have here was actually purchased, and I looked online, and you can purchase an emergency car kit for as little as $30. You can get nicer ones that are up to $50 or $70, but you could also, like Anne kind of did, is take it, you know, these are things that you find within your house, and you can make one yourself. So I think it's a necessary thing. I'm so glad you brought that today.
Thank you. And the last item I'm really going to show, okay, to everyone here on Facebook Live and in studio, if you can hear that, okay, that is your basic small bag of cat litter. No, it's not in case your cat is in your vehicle with you, okay? There's multiple uses for this. And actually, after December 19th, a coworker of mine bought this, and she was the one that said, hey, we have to start being more prepared. We have to make sure we've got the right things so that if we need to get our car out of an area that's very snow or ice covered, we can get some traction under the tires by putting cat litter. It's that basic way to get movement on your vehicle if you're stuck. It's all about preparing. It's all about making sure that you have a great lifeline, okay, to help yourself until help arrives.
And really, all the stuff that Anne brought today, it does not take up much room. And you say, like, it could fit in the back of your trunk, and you could just leave it in there, you know, swapping out the water as, you know, maybe you need to refresh it, or even, you know, the granola bars and things. But it does not take up much space, and it could be a lifesaver if your car goes off the road or if you're stranded somewhere, that you have the supplies that you need.
At Lutheran Senior Services, I gotta tell you, okay, we know that when you move into one of our homes, we have an incredible maintenance program. We take care, okay, of your needs, but we recognize that we want to make sure that people are very vibrant, they're active in our communities, and they do have vehicles, they're leaving, that they are also well prepared.
I keep a sleeping bag actually in the back of my car, so it serves as a blanket. But also, if I'm stuck somewhere overnight because of the weather,
then
I have something to rest on too, or rest in, stay covered up.
Kind of in the back seat, you could almost lay out.
That's right.
Do you have an ice scraper?
I do.
Good.
Yeah.
This is something, unfortunately, we may need in the next 24 to 48 hours. All right, that's so important.
And I have seen, especially when I'm at work, some people will almost prepare for an ice storm by, you can lay down cardboard or pieces of paper on your windshield before the ice storm so that you don't have to be out there kind of chipping away. You just take off the cardboard and then you're good to go. So that's a great practical tip for tomorrow. Everyone make sure that if you're in the St. Louis area, I think the storm is also reaching to a little bit of Oklahoma as well, Kansas, that maybe bring a piece of cardboard to work tomorrow and spread that over your windshield so that way you don't have to spend hours hopefully scraping.
Absolutely. No, I mean, really, older adults living life to fullest is our mission, okay? And it, again, it matters not just about how we take care inside. We want to make sure when we are outside, we are very well prepared. With that in mind, we did bring a few things to talk about regarding our exterior, making sure that we are prepared with the right clothing when we go out. So, Andy, would you mind?
Sure. All right. So I understand I get to be the model today.
You get to be the model today. All so right. We brought in a bunch of winter wear, things that you can protect yourself with as you go out. So if the weather gets cold, this is what you should be wearing. So Andy is our model here in studio. And like we said earlier, if you'd like to see what's going on right now, you can go to Facebook, search for Lutheran Senior Services, and you'll actually see what's happening in studio right now. And Andy, you
look very... Do we have to put a tag at the end that fashion design, or what is it, wardrobe by LSS?
Wardrobe by LSS. So the first thing Anne's brought in is she's got some scarves, so we want to make sure that we protect our neck. She's wrapped a scarf around Andy's head as well. A lot of heat is lost through your head, so when you're going out, you want to make sure that you have your neck covered, that you have your head protected. And that's really, you're looking very nice today, Andy.
Okay, he even has a baseball cap on under his hood, which is great because that's going to give him that extra protection on his head in case he needs, okay, to actually go out in the elements, okay? That bill on that hat, okay, is going to help you tremendously. Oh my gosh, you have three scarves on. Wow, all over your face, all over your inside and outside. And check out the gloves that we brought
these
in
are high
on
tech.
Facebook. Yeah, these are really those thick waterproof, has a strap on it so that you can really tighten them around your hands. Not too tight, but just enough so that you can make sure no snow blinding snow gets in. Wow, this is incredible. These are like that ultimate glove. This is the glove that, you know, you want to have when you're trekking out there and shoveling and really making a difference.
Andy, are you feeling a little warm?
I am nice and cozy.
Nice and cozy in there?
We're not having you put the boots on, but of course a good sturdy boot is critical. It's important to keep the elements out. It's important to make sure that we have the right things to keep our feet protected. Socks, of course, underneath it is important, but you might have heard me say this a minute ago. If you put socks over your boots when you're walking on ice, that is one of the best tricks for traction. So I gotta make sure that everybody understands, throw an extra pair of socks in your vehicle. Even if you just have regular shoes on, what a great way to put them over so you can help you not slip on the ice.
Ooh, that is a good trick. So Andy's got on some scarves to protect his neck, his head. He's got a hat because a lot of your body heat escapes from your head. We've got good gloves that are able to be tight around your wrists so that we don't get any snow in between. And then good boots. And I think, Anne, you'd agree that that's probably the most important part there with some good traction.
I am nice and cozy. I'm good to go for a while.
Nice and cozy. Well, and then the other thing, it's not only just the outerwear, but people say always to dress in layers. So you want to make sure your first layer is kind of getting rid of that moisture layer there. The second layer is for your thermal. So you're throwing over a sweatshirt or something that's thick and warm. And then the jacket that you have on is a great example of then the last layer kind of protecting you from the winter elements.
So think of it more like a parfait. Layers is good.
Layers is so good to have, especially during the winter.
And we talked at the beginning of the segment about how preventing falls are so important to all of us. And some of the other tips, in addition to putting your socks over your shoes if you need to walk on ice, are really more on the preventative side. I want to just mention a couple of those. Mm-hmm. Your muscles are so important to keep active. That is one of the things at the heart of Lutheran Senior Services, that we make sure in all of our communities that we keep as a forefront for our residents, making sure we give them a variety of choices that they can be active and engaged, because using their muscles is everything. That is what's going to make a difference, okay, as we all age vibrantly so that we're active. And one of the things when you are just, you know, really talking about preventing falls, it's those little things that are going to matter. How we all walk, right? Making sure you do that shuffle. If it's
the penguin shuffle.
I definitely did that last time there was ice.
Yeah. I did too. I read it, okay?
I did the shuffle and then some of it was downhill, so I just kept sliding. Couldn't stop.
I'm sorry about that. Let's prevent that, okay?
Yeah.
Making sure that, of course, we hold on, okay? There's always something that we can hold on to, making sure that when we do walk, it is small steps. We are not, because we are rushing, trying to get out of the elements, being extra, you know, energetic, mm-hmm. making sure we're very, very careful about how we walk. And then lastly, it's really important when we talk about preventing falls, okay,
yeah.
is to make sure we're kind of looking ahead, making sure we are seeing what's in front of us. And most importantly, you know, if you can stay home, if you can stay at your Lutheran Senior Services home, stay home amongst the other members of your community and all the activities we have.
Sure. There's plenty of time throughout the year to get outside and do things. When the mm-hmm. weather's like that, when there's ice, when it's freezing out, it's not the time to get out and move around, right?
Absolutely.
Do the fun things inside that day.
Get a good book, sit yeah. down, call a friend, there's so many things that you can do because, yeah, going outside, especially in weather like that, I think that's where we run into the most accidents. That's where we see a lot of people who come to our Reach short stay location. You know, unfortunately, we get a lot more folks within the winter months because they weren't taking precautions and we slipped and unfortunately we had an accident and then they come to Reach so that they can get better and back to where they were. But safety is so important.
I was looking at lssliving.org, which is our website, on some of our senior living communities activities. And there is such a variety of things for people to do inside in the winter. I don't care if you're talking about games, inside movies we bring folks, if you're doing exercises, if you're doing arts, crafts, if whatever your passion, music. That's the kind of things, whether you're at Lutheran Senior Services communities or at home, you want to keep making sure you're active mentally, you know, and physically mm-hmm. to make sure you're engaged and not, you know, saying, hey, it's so cold out. Let's just, you know, naturally all just sit and relax.
And hibernate.
Yes, exactly.
I think we need to do a field trip on Faith and Family. I think we need to come over and do some activities at one of the LSS
great.
Communities. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be excellent.
When I see the pictures of all the communities, I mean, I think last time I looked at the pictures for Merrimack Bluffs and I saw all the fun things to do there. Well, I was ready to move in, but apparently I can't move in yet. We already talked about that, though.
Yeah, I think we could definitely go and take a field trip. Those are one of my favorite things to do and visit one of our communities. And of course, we could Facebook Live that event so people could all see it for themselves. Excellent idea, Andy. You're planning our programming for us.
Well, I just, I saw the virtual tour of the communities on the LSS website.
Absolutely.
And saw all the things there and thought, wow, it's exactly what you were describing, a vibrant community where there are plenty of opportunities to stay engaged in interacting with one another. The environment is such that it lends itself to interaction and things like that. Not that you always have to be interacting when you're living in a senior living community. If you have more of a preference for introversion. You have your own space. You can be alone when you want to be alone, but you have all of these opportunities to get together and interact in a community, whether it's through the times that you eat together or other activities that are planned or some that are spontaneous, I'm sure.
Absolutely. My mom is a great reader. She loves books. And, you know, for me, it's a passion. I'm so grateful she gave to me. There's a book club at Laclede Groves that she joined because it's just a great way mm-hmm. to talk about, you know, her passion.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, most of that, you know, she just loves to read by herself.
Mm-hmm.
But they even share the books. There's a library that people just donate their books and then she can ask folks, you know, kind of which ones, you know, they like.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, she's found that to be really exciting for her because although, like you said, Andy, it's not like she always wants to be around other people.
Sure.
Sometimes she just wants to sit and read. She's got just a wealth of other folks that she can talk to about recommendations for books or even the bookmobile comes mm-hmm. to them, which I just think is at Laclede Groves, which I think is fabulous.
Would you say if she didn't get out and interact over a couple of days, who would come ask? Who would notice?
Oh my gosh. You know what, Andy? It was a real situation that recently happened. I mean, there was a lifesaver over Christmas for my mom. I can't believe you asked that. It just, frankly, it was... you know, something that we had just seen her a few days beforehand and didn't realize she had gotten an infection. And immediately, my mom's in assisted living, and she, you know, she loves, you know, going down to the dining services. She loves the activities. She goes to Walgreens. You know, they shuttle her over to Walgreens, and she gets to do all kinds of fun things with folks, you know, which she loves too. But the part that I'm most grateful for for being a part of Lutheran Senior Services and at Laclede Groves, of course, is, you know, the checking up. She didn't come down the hall to where she gets her morning medicines. Mm-hmm. And they immediately know at this time she's always there every morning, because it really depends on when she wants to come. You know, mm-hmm. it's a very great way. We took a look at personal care for all the residents. But what happened was she wasn't there, and they immediately came down to her, and she'd gotten an infection that needed to be treated immediately. And they recognized that and took care of it.
Wow.
You have nurses on staff. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's
I know right now, and then your mom, she's being treated for the infection, but then she's now at Reach Short Stay at Laclede Groves as well, which is very convenient because it's right next to where she's living for assisted living. So talk about ease of, you just kind of hop right over.
Oh my gosh. I visited her yesterday a little bit before lunch. She was having therapy. It was so individualized. The physical therapist was literally working with her, and she was doing more things than I ever imagined she would do, and she's getting better so much faster because of the excellent care.
Yay.
Wonderful. Find out more about it on lssliving.org and Facebook Live. The video will still be there too after today as well.
Correct. Right? We'll post it so you can go back and watch it again and make sure you jot down the list of all the things you should be kind of getting ready for the winter.
So facebook.com/LutheranSeniorServices. Lutheran Senior Services. Find the video from today. You can see me trying on all the fantastic winter wear. There's one scarf I don't want to give back.
It's a nice
matches.
Looking scarf.
It is.
It's
I like that gray one. Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here today. Thanks for our time together, for the tips on staying safe in this this winter weather. I really appreciate the tips. I know our listeners do as well. And Anne, so glad to have
thank you
in
Eddie.
Studio today. Anne Marie, thanks for being here.
As always.
And Andrea, thanks for hanging out here in the studio with us as well. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Yep, I think the next time will be January 26th at 10 a.m. So we can't wait to bring more experts on and talk about all the things that have to do with senior living and care.
You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.